Governor Chris Christie leaves for Mexico this morning on his second official international trip as New Jersey's governor. Joining us now to talk about the trip and what this may mean for his presidential prospects is New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So what's Christie's purpose for going to Mexico?
He says he's there to open up economic doors between New Jersey and Mexico. He's meeting with President Enrique Peña Nieto and having a roundtable with New Jersey CEOs who are going with him and Mexican business executives. He'll also be mixing it up with everyday Mexicans in the state of Puebla, which is where many Mexicans in New Jersey originally come from. Christie advisors say that this is a hugely important trade relationship between New Jersey and Mexico, with exports to Mexico from New Jersey more than quadrupling since 1994 when NAFTA was signed. The state exports about $2 billion in merchandise to Mexico, and Mexico is now opening up sectors like telecom and energy that used to be under state control, and New Jersey wants a piece of this new business. What will be interesting, though, is if Christie makes some other statements about hot-button issues affecting Latinos in America, particularly immigration. Everything on this trip is going to be viewed through the lens of Christie's possible 2016 candidacy, and so we'll see what else he talks about. A couple of weeks ago, he was asked about what he'd be talking about while he's down there.
Listen, I'm not going to restrict myself in what I'll be able to talk about when I go to Mexico, but the main intent of my trip to Mexico is an economic visit. Is to talk about the economic incentives that exist for us to be dealing even more closely with Mexico to help to build jobs in New Jersey and to help to have business expand both here and in Mexico that are joined together.
So, Matt, is it unusual for a New Jersey governor or any governor for that matter to be making a trip like this?
No, not necessarily. Christie went to Israel in his first term, and in the wake of the war in Gaza, we saw New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in Israel just a few weeks ago. And also lots of potential presidential candidates right now are making trips abroad. You had Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who's an ophthalmologist by trade, in Guatemala last month, actually doing eye surgery. A documentary crew was following him around, so you may see those images pop up in campaign commercials down the road. And then Texas Governor Rick Perry, also likely running for president, is headed to Japan and China on his own trade mission. So it's not unusual, but the optics of this visit for Christie, the fact that he will be able to say to Latino audiences in 2016, when I was in Mexico City meeting with the president, et cetera, that will all be very helpful potentially for him down the road, especially if he faces rivals in a primary like Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who's of Cuban descent, and Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's married to a Mexican-American. Christie will want to have a way to show his Hispanic bona fides.
What is his current relationship with the Latino community currently in New Jersey?
Compared with congressional Republicans who recently scuttled immigration reform, Christie has a pretty strong relationship with Latinos. He won 51% of their vote in 2013. This margin is one of his strongest arguments for being the Republican nominee, that he can make unprecedented inroads into the Hispanic community on behalf of the GOP. His margin in the Latino community is almost twice what Mitt Romney got among Latinos nationally when he ran for president in 2012. Christie also signed legislation granting lower in-state tuition to students with legal immigration status, which he was praised for, but he did upset this constituency a bit when he vetoed a measure that would have made them eligible for state tuition aid. There's still some controversy about that in New Jersey.
And Matt, let's shift gears just for a minute here. Late on Friday, the governor's office released more bills showing the total Bridgegate tab is up to $9 million, with $7.2 million of that being spent on the governor's legal defense. What do these bills tell us?
First, the timing of the release. These bills kept getting released after 4 o'clock on Fridays, indicate that the governor doesn't want many people to know how much this is all costing. I mean, we thought this was first going to cost just $1 million, and now we're approaching $10 million. It's also interesting to see some of the things that the Gibson Dunn firm is billing in its representation of Governor Christie's office. Randy Mastro, the chief lawyer there, hasn't returned our calls or really been quoted anywhere in recent months, and yet the firm is billing, one of the things they're billing for is media relations, including reviewing what it has described as news stories that aren't necessarily true. The good part for taxpayers is the bills are decreasing steadily each month. But the lawyers are still actively working for the governor because there's subpoenas out there and legislative and criminal investigations into Bridgegate and other scandals are ongoing.
Okay, New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.
This is Morning Edition on WNYC.